Todd, how will the linemen adjust to the new read and react style that Tommy Brazier is putting in such a short amount of time here?
I think rep-wise, you just have to get used to it, and it's a matter of how much we can get accomplished in a couple of days, but I think all of them have played it at some point in college and coming into the league.
I mean, do you fear that it's not going to be an overnight thing, that sometimes instincts of that they've had in the previous scheme are hard to not, you know?
Well, the football instinct will be there. You know, it's not going to be overnight because it's a different teaching from what they've been learning. And as anybody, the first time you get it, it's not going to be overnight, but I think they'll grasp it pretty quick.
You've downplayed the wide nine since you got here in terms of how much different it is. You said it's just the front, but it sounds like you're going to play less of the wide nine. Is that going to be a significant adjustment for the defensive lineman?
No, it is still a front. It's just a matter of technique within that front. You know, there'll be some different technical things taught as far as Coach Brazier is concerned compared to Coach Washburn, but the front will essentially remain the same. There might be a guy stepping in or out depending on situation, but the technique will be a little different.
Oh, I'm at the D-line, but how will it affect the back seven, the linebackers, and the secondary, and how they react to everything?
I mean, I think it affects you in the run game. It you know, it requires a little more study and sound gap control as far as where their hands are placed, not so much as what they're doing, but just to understand that the linebackers may not be as fast or slow as they have been in certain situations.
Like with Nate Allen, before him with not playing the wide nine, that might help him just kind of readjust to the player he was in 2010 before you guys started playing that front.
I think Nate will tell you the same thing I would tell you. It really shouldn't matter for the back end. You know, you got to play pass coverage and you have run fits no matter what scheme you're in, whether it's 3-4 wide nine or 4-3 read, that your run fits as a safety are pretty much the same.
He was doing pretty well before it, and then you guys started playing and it seemed like he struggled with it. So
I think a lot of us were doing pretty well, and now we're not. So I think you can say that about anybody.
But I'd say, do you fear, confidence lost? I mean, do you feel like you have to get it back with him?
No, I don't think he lost his confidence. I think he had some bad plays, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. And, you know, it's something he's working at, and he keeps working at, and we're going to move forward from there.
What's the theory as to why, like you said, a lot of guys were playing well and then not so much as of late? Do you have any kind of working theories on why that is?
I wish I could tell you the answer to that. I would fix it if I did. We're working and we're struggling and we're moving forward together. I think different times, different places, different people, and, you know, we just have to correct the mistakes and move forward.
Would rotate the linemen up front as much as it was done under Washburn?
They'll rotate. You know, you still have to let Coach Brazier get comfortable with the guys, you know, and then we kind of react and go from there as he gets more comfortable with them during the end of the week, seeing what they can and can't do from his own eyes. I like to give him a fresh perspective on that.
Is it fair to say Mike Patterson was he was a long starter and a very productive one in the read and react scheme, and now you guys go back to it, that he'll be very comfortable? It's kind of like a return to what he does best now?
He has experience at it. I think him and Landry has experience at it of late. The rest of the guys are pretty young, you know, so they're going to have to learn it, and there'll be good teaching tools to help Coach Brazier as far as the other good young guys learning.
Considering there were only 4 games left, were you caught off guard or surprised that Washburn was let go at this point in the season?
When you take a coaching job in this league, you learn not to be surprised by anything. But, you know, things happen during the course of the year. Players get hurt, coaches get let go. That's called body blows that you have to take and adjust and move forward.
I feel like the defensive coaching staff, everybody's been on the same page obviously looking for reasons why Washburn was let go in that respect.
I mean, everybody's responsible the way we've been playing. You know, Wash wasn't let go to made out to be a scapegoat or anything like that. But moving forward, we're all responsible to do our job, coaches and players.
From a pride standpoint, I mean, the numbers obviously in the last 6 games are they're all record setting. I mean, the completion percentage, the QB ratings, no turnovers and all the touchdown passes. How do you deal with that in general? Your name's attached to it. You're the leader of the defense by coordinator, if you're being the defensive coordinator. So how have you kind of dealt with that?
I mean, it is what it is. The numbers don't lie, and I'll take full responsibility. You know, as a pride standpoint, you hurt, but it's not about me. It's about all of us getting better You know, my name being attached to it first makes me lead dog, scapegoat, and everything else, and that doesn't feel good. But as a warrior and a player and a coach, you fight and you try to make it better and you move forward.
Are you convinced that everything now you can do, these last four games, you guys will be better than these previous six because of the changes, because everything that you have now, like kind of the authority over the entire defense?
Well, I don't know. When they gave it to me, I thought I was the authority over the entire defense. But whether we won the last six or lost the last six, we're going to try to be better the last four games. So that as a coach, that's built in your mentality.
Honestly, say you were the authority of the entire defense these past six games?
Yes.
How was the relationship with Wash? I mean, how'd you find him to work with?
Me and Wash had a good relationship. You know, Wash was a good man. He's a good coach. You know, he was never a problem for me.
With all the changes you have to go through this week, you're going against one of the most explosive young backs in Doug Martin. Can you just talk about the challenge of facing him with all these changes going through with the scheme up front?
You know, I think he would be a tough back whether we change the scheme or not. You know, he's got a little Marshall Faulk in him. He can stop and start and jump in and out of holes with the best of them. He can make you take your gap and jump out of it, and then jump back in the hole quicker than you can stop and start. That makes him a very dangerous player, you know, as a rookie, coming in with that kind of quickness and that kind of explosiveness laterally, it makes him a tough player.
Did Andy consult with you, or did you have any discussions as he was making this decision on Washburn? Did you have any input into that?
No, I found out when everybody else found out. I didn't have any input in that.
Thanks.
Yeah.